Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And we are continuing to rank the closet. Ooh. Can you believe it's December?
Oh, my God.
I don't know where November went. I shaved, so maybe
you have your hair grew back.
No-shave November. Or do they call it Movember?
No-shave November. That's, yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. But
I wonder
you shaved.
Why Movember didn't take off. Like mustache is because it's a mustache.
What is Mo? Movember?
Like mustache. Like no shave.
Ooh. That's a stretch.
All right. Well, welcome to the new format, which is where we talk about what the month.
What's happening this month?
And it was no shave, so okay. And now it's December, which is don't cry December.
Oh, no.
So no cutting onions, no thinking about anything sad.
Yep.
So you have to put 2020 out of your brain.
We're going to talk about games.
Oh, right. We're ranking the closet. It's a good thing you're here to rope me back around. Otherwise,
you just ramble by yourself?
Ramble. What a...
I'm sorry, but...
so harsh. I would regale those around me with tales.
You can use fancy words, but it's all the same.
Well, I got a fancy word for you.
Okay.
How about 80?
Ooh.
Is that... why was 70 scared of 90?
No.
60 was scared of 70? 89? No?
Oof.
Okay.
Oof.
All right, enough.
I was...
enough of your nonsense.
Okay, I won't comment on it.
We're slowly going insane at the end of 2020.
I've been in my house for 9 months.
Okay, well, thank you everyone if you've stuck through so far. I'm not editing any of this out. Okay. What are we doing?
We're ranking the closet.
Ranking the closet. And we're starting with...
80.
80. And let's see. Last time, I think I was even.
I'll go first.
Okay. Are you going to go out of order like you did last time?
I'm not.
Jumping in with your...
I mean, you know what? I'll just read off my whole list.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Threaten you.
Please, Miss Bianca, if you would.
My 80.
80.
Legendary Marvel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It gets its spot because the other legendaries are higher on the list. It's a legendary game, and so I already know that I love all the mechanics of legendary.
Okay.
And it's better than Walking Dead Risk.
So those are all the criteria right there?
Yeah.
Done. Man. Okay.
Beat that.
So are we talking about these more the first time they come up or the second time?
Did it already come from?
No, it didn't. Oh. That's why I was wondering, like, should we go into more detail now or when it shows up on mine?
I mean, mine is the lower end, so I don't really have much more to say about it.
Okay.
Compared to, like, my other games. Like,
so,
just like I said.
Building.
Like, yeah.
Us against them.
It has the mechanics.
It's legendary.
It's legendary.
Okay. All right. Say, I got no judgment. I mean, I have a lot of judgment.
Say
that. Number 80 for me, and this might be a surprise, Fireball Island. This game had a lot of nostalgia for me. It's one of the first games.
I'm kind of disappointed in you.
It's really the only game where I remember seeing this as a kid and wanting it as a kid in the 90s. Like, I remember the commercial, I remember wanting it, I remember thinking it would be really fun, but it also falls victim to the, like, playing your G.I. Joes in the jungle setting, and, you know, in those commercials in the 90s with these toys, it was like, I'm gonna battle through the jungle, and they had, like, miniature forests, and, like, they're riding in the Jeep.
Me and my five other friends are gonna play pretend. Oh, wait, I don't have five other friends.
Oh. That's a lot of friends to play G.I. Joe with. It was only one other, I think.
Oh.
But, so it was a little bit of that, of, like, it's not really what it is. But that's sort of neither here nor there. First of all, it's wonderfully produced. Restoration Games. I have no beef.
Oh, I think all the components are fantastic.
Yes, it's in, and it's fun, but it's just not compelling for me.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't know, the doing the marbles and the embers and the stuff, it's not as maybe frenetic or kinetic as I want it to be. It's really random.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be, like, targeted And
I think it's easy to be targeted.
Well, it's easy to be targeted, but it's hard for it to do what you actually want it to do and think it's going to do.
Sure, but, you know.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
That was just the beginning of the thought.
Oh, okay.
The conclusion, the part that I don't really like is there's mechanics in the game to, like, block that, like moving the tree. Have you ever done that? Like,
yes.
Move the tree to block. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I guess, if you feel like you have, I feel like it doesn't need that. And I don't do it. I would rather turn the volcano or... I don't know. It just mechanically falls down for me.
That's
but it's
funny.
Not about being mechanically great, yeah. I don't think. And
it is much higher on the list for me.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot like Flick'em-Up.
Yes, and that's why.
Yeah.
And it is... it's sort of, you know, kind of like you're talking about of, like, it's more of a family game.
Yeah.
And... what it brings to the table is more than just Sorry or Monopoly, where you're just moving around a board.
Right.
Like, you're much more engaged in the game, I feel like.
The table presence is top-notch.
Yeah, so that's why it ranks higher for me.
Yeah.
And for a lot of
people. I agree. I don't think it's terrible at all. I mean, I don't know. You fall victim a little bit to be like, oh, I feel so bad, it's number 80. But
no,
it's a game we play and love, and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's still good. Still
it made the list.
Right.
So
Fireball Island, my number 80.
Okay.
Oh, right. Now me.
It's
I'm
you.
Odd.
Yeah.
I'm so odd. Ooh, this one's another one that might be a little
oh,
bit of a
no.
surprise. It surprised the heck out of me. Massive Darkness.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Well, I think if you go back and listen to our then and now, as you're getting some jingles from Laszlo playing with his toys. If you go back and look at the then and now, like, we thought this game, well, of course, if you listen to the
now
part of it, you know it's reduced
that's
a lot,
why it's not
so.
A surprise to me,
but it's true. Had we not played the then and now with this, though,
mm-hmm.
I would still think that this was, like, top, maybe even 20.
Mine, I mean, it's not far away
yeah.
for me. It is not top 50 for me.
Yeah.
And
definitely fell.
So that's why, I mean, it's not surprising, because we have such fond memories of it, and then we played it again, and then we realized that, you know, maybe we've moved on from this type of game, and we just...
I don't think that's it. I don't think we've moved on from it. I mean, the dungeon crawl thing is still things we're chasing.
Oh, I thought that was our general consensus of that. But,
I just think
maybe...
it was, like, it didn't work the same way we wanted it. It was just too damn hard.
Yeah, it was, yes.
And like, leveling up seemed impossible, and then
I don't know what we were doing wrong.
There's other things, too. Like, we were talking recently with Ray and Teresa, friends we play games with, and they had an experience with it of, you know, sometimes people can just go get all the loot and run past everything
yeah.
and leave you to deal with it. And so anyway, I think there were problems. I think the second iteration, I'm excited to play it, and we'll see where it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that it's low. I'd be interested to play the second one as it's coming out. My 79 is The Mind.
Okay.
It's a small game. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I had not played it before. We played it with Lauren and Larry,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's also just a small game, so it's not one I would just bring out.
It's kind of a goof game,
yeah,
messing basically. Around, and that's what we did. Is we just were sitting outside. We don't need to be like huddled around each other.
Yeah.
We're just sort of relaxing and just playing our cards as we come across. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
but it is just a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a gimmick. That's
yeah. After a while, I was like,
it.
Okay, we played a few rounds of it. Like, now we're done.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. It's one
yep.
I would pull out every now and then, maybe almost more like just a party. Atmosphere.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
So my 78 is Choose Your Own Adventure, the first one.
Like how we've abandoned trying to
I don't remember
what the names are specifically in this first and second. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the second one ranked lower for me. First one, much better.
Laszlo is going to town on his toys over here. It is great.
He has the cutest face.
He is parkouring around.
Yeah, I just liked it better than the second one. And having never read any of the, like, Choose Your Own Adventure books, like, this style,
mm-hmm.
It's just the ridiculousness of everything. You know, like the monkeys hoarding bananas and you're becoming tiny in this house, you know, just all that stuff. It was a lot of fun. But then again, you know, we played through it once. I probably wouldn't want to play through it again.
I don't think so. I think it could be done, played through
it again. Yeah, I think it could be, but it's like I'm not jumping at the bit to do it.
I'd rather play that one again than the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my 78.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary Predator.
Hmm.
Just doesn't hit as, I mean, I'm glad we have it, and yeah. I'm glad to play it, but it's the third one we have, or it's, you know, one of three that we have.
Yes.
And it's definitely the one that I would pull out last. I just don't have as big a connection to it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool. I'm glad they did it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that you can mix it with the alien one and do, like, the hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I do also like that you can play it competitively. I don't know how that mode really works or if it works, because we've never played it that way. But, yeah. That's it.
I like it. Well, yeah, I like it more than Legendary Marvel, mm-hmm. obviously. It would be the second one I pulled out. So it ranks a little bit higher for me. We haven't played with those other modes, but I thought it would be fun, and I think it's interesting that you can mix it with the different games. So
yeah.
I think just having those options also raises it for me of like, oh, well, we've played through all the movies, like, let's do this thing now. Like, mm-hmm. you can play this a different way.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. So
yeah. Agreed. And
it's you.
Number 77. If you hear, what is that? Emergency sirens? Is it the bombs? Are they dropping the nukes?
Oh my god.
It's Fallout. I like Fallout. I think this is a great port from the video game.
Uh-huh.
Possibly the best one that we've played / own.
Mm-hmm.
But it is too long.
Mm.
It is a 3-hour game minimum. And it's too long.
Yeah.
That's too long for me for this kind of a game. It's great, though. I think they did a great job. I like the vault of cards, and you pull out the cards you need for the scenario, and then the way that it tracks what your decisions you've made and the different decks, and it's not too bad on the setup, and if you're organized,
yeah,
it's
not hard. Yeah, I don't remember
it
being that bad.
Because I did it all.
Okay, well, I helped you break it down,
that's
so
true.
It wasn't
true.
That bad.
So yeah, Fallout, we've talked a lot about it before, and
it was
there.
Lower on my list, so
yeah. You bringing me your toy, little guy? Just gonna have to deal with Laszlo's playing in the background. He really wants to be played with.
Festive jingling.
And instead, festive jingling. You're 77, my love.
My 77 is Discover Lands.
Unknown. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
Hi, Laszlo. Oh.
We'll discover.
Sad
Land,
jingle.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I just wanted more out of it than it could give me, and that's kind of how I felt after every scenario that we played.
And we're almost done. We've got the one left, mm-hmm. right? Because we played the one Badlands one.
Yeah, and I mean, I was super excited because it's like you get, how many different lands are there? 4, 5, 6? I don't remember.
Possible ones?
Possible ones.
I don't remember. 4 at least, I would say.
4 at least. You don't know which 2 you're going to get in the box, right. Which I'm like, that's super cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of got a unique box.
Everyone does have a unique box. There aren't any 2 that are going to be the same.
How is that possible?
Only
like 4.
Well, because it's the lands, it's the characters, it's the
items, the characters.
There's like 4 or 5 different things that are all, there's a
That's
pool
right.
that you draw from. And yeah, so I think there's literally billions of combinations.
That's what it was. So that really excited me.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we're going to have this game and this is going to be unique. Ours is going to be unique compared to somebody else's. Unfortunately, no one else we know got this game, so we couldn't compare.
Right.
and then, you know, we played it, and it's just super easy for your character to die, And the combat is just sort of, I don't know, I feel like I have a difficult time with it every time. And it just, I don't know, like, I just wanted more out of it.
It didn't deliver on the promise for me. And I'm not, it might not, it's not even necessarily the fault of the game, maybe. Mm-mm. It might have been a promise I made to myself. Yeah. Look at all of these items and gonna craft this and do that. And it's like, no, you've got a bowl and a stone knife. And you're lucky if you maybe get a backpack.
Like, what I wanted was a legacy game out of it.
That's true, too.
That's what I wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Not four different scenarios. And you're basically just going from one end of the island to the other.
Yeah.
And then you're done. I wanted a legacy game out of that where it's like, oh no, you know, my character, you know, sprains their arm and then they heal, but like it's harder for me to climb mountains or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it just didn't give that to me. And so it ranks really low because I just didn't get that. But I still think it's really cool that everyone has a unique box.
Yeah.
And I mean, I liked all the characters. I liked the art, the tiles, you know, revealing them. Like, that's interesting because you're exploring this land and you've never been here before. Yeah, so there's parts of it that I really like. But for the most part, overall, it was kind of a disappointment for me.
I would agree. My 70, wherever we are.
76. 76. I'm 76.
Hi. Oh, you so just, old.
Oh my god.
The captain is dead.
Really?
Two.
Oh.
Yeah. So the second one, it's again just too freaking hard. I think it's got a lot going for it. The variable player power thing I really like. I like the idea of there's resources you have to pay to do a thing, but everybody has, like, some resources that they just always sort of have, so you pay less. I like that there's the multiple objectives you have to... Well, there's the one main objective, but you have to constantly be battling through the game, fighting you to complete that objective. I just... I don't know. There's a lot of other games I'd rather play.
Yeah.
And this one added a new mechanic of, like, the aliens moving around.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have a whole lot more to say about that.
Yeah, I think I don't know if I reversed mine or if I'm in the same boat as you. The Captain is Dead is coming up for me very soon. And I do agree that it's just kind of long and...
Yeah, and it's long.
It's that's long.
True. And you're going to lose.
And you're going to lose. And that just kind of sucks. Like, you spend all this time trying to fix the systems and, you know, get the engines to go. Or which
Well, that's the second one. Or that's the first one.
Is that the first one?
The second one's the prison.
Oh, it's like, oh, the Captain's Dead lockdown.
Yeah.
So yours is the Captain is Dead lockdown.
Which I'm calling the Captain's Dead 2.
Yes, number 2. Yes, agreed. Like the aliens just like instantly kill you, right? Or like you just go to medbay if you even start in the room with them.
There's one particular type of alien that like injures you if it comes across you.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is you're in prison or whatever, yeah. And if they find you out of your jail cell or wherever you're supposed to be,
yes.
Then you get returned there, but they beat you up a little bit.
I think I have.
Maybe. They all return you, but only one of them.
I have the same feelings about it, of, it's like, it's just too long, and every time we play it, we lose.
Mr. Clacky is back. Do you want to take it away from him again?
That one doesn't jingle.
It doesn't jingle, but it clacks.
As long as he's playing with it on the carpet like a good boy.
Well, we'll see, I guess. Okay. Okay. So, yours 76.
My 76 is Masmora.
Wait a minute. How did I get back on the... You started
You
on
took
80.
It away from me. You just said it and you didn't even let me... Yeah, I was like, I'm 76. And you're like, oh, you're old.
We need a big speaker that says what number it is. Okay.
It's 76.
You're 76.
Masmora.
Oh, you're so old. As in the Dungeons of?
Yes.
Or...
I don't remember the full name of it.
Called? Maybe it's just called Masmora.
Masmora. It's funny. I think this one is a little the same for, like, Discover Lands Unknown. It's, I wanted more out of it, and...
This one delivers for me.
I don't really like the dice.
I do. Yeah.
I don't really like that. I like the characters, and I like the, like, abilities you have and that you level them up. I think that's really cool. But if it's, like, a dungeon crawler with monsters, like, I don't want to play against dice. I don't know. Like, that aesthetic for me doesn't work for me.
So you're a miniature snob, is kind of what you're saying.
I mean, dice and miniatures are different, though.
But the only difference is...
Why do we have miniature characters, then, and dice monsters?
It's part of the shtick. It's on purpose. It's not like it was an accident, so... Yeah, no, I get it. We don't play it often, and part of it is because I think that I like it more than other people. It is kind of a long, kind of a trudgy, doesn't have a great payoff, necessarily. But I do like the dice. I like the dice as enemies, because it's, you know, you just roll it and it's random. I like the dice mechanic as the protagonist, too, as the heroes, a lot. The Yahtzee-style action dice.
I think that's cool. I like that.
And the abilities are great, and you, like, upgrade them and stuff. So, yeah, I get it, though.
Yeah, it just doesn't hit for me, so.
Okay.
All right, 75.
Should I go back
to... You gonna steal it from me again?
Well, because I'm odds. I was supposed to be odds.
Fine.
The captain is dead. That's my 75.
Okay.
I mean, they're the same game.
Essentially.
And I would rather play the first one a little bit more, only because it actually makes sense in, like, the story.
Mm-hmm.
You've been attacked by an alien ship. Yeah. So the first thing you do is you get attacked and you see what bad things happened. And that's always different.
Yeah.
And the captain died in the attack. So then it's like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Yes.
So for pure theme reasons, I like it better.
Yeah. I would agree with you in that same respect.
Great. Your 75?
My 75 is Star Trek Attack Wing.
Get out. What? No.
It is.
Wow.
And...
Okay.
Really? You need... Okay. You...
For the pure, like, nostalgia and getting us into the hobby and... The importance of that game is...
Okay, but this is my list of games that I love and would, like, want to play and pull out.
I know. There was no criteria we set
for those. I'm not going to pull Star Trek Attack Wing out anymore.
I have nothing to say.
That's okay. I love it. I really do. I really, really do. I mean, Star Trek, close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also... It just feels really competitive to me. And that's all we've ever really played is competitively.
Yes.
This is true. I just, you know, that just doesn't jive with me most of the time. So.
That's true. I have to temper my experience with what I know yours was.
Yeah, and it's
which was
not...
a lot of frustration.
Yes.
And anger.
Yeah.
So, okay. Way higher on my list.
Oh, I'm sure.
And maybe we'll wait to talk about it more then. How about that? My 74 will be said after my hun says her 74, because I will remember to...
My 74 is... The captain is dead.
Wait, did you do the second one yet? No. So...
No, I'm sorry. The captain is dead to lockdown.
Oh, okay. So that one you do like less than Captain is
Dead.
Yeah,
it's just so long, and we just... I don't know. How are you supposed to win? Like...
I agree.
I don't feel like we've never, ever come close to winning that game.
Well, you can set the difficulty, so I feel like we probably have played it on an easier one and won, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. My 73. Is that where we are? Or is it my 74?
Oh my god.
My 74.
Yeah.
Is Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, thinking about games I'm going to pull out of the closet and play. This one, you got to have the right group.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be like-minded and dirty-minded, and that's fine. to use, like, a very safe phrase, dirty mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun otherwise, I would say. you got to be extreme.
I like that. Bring I think in it's
Betty
hilarious.
White whenever yeah. you can.
Betty White.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a great party game, but generally speaking, not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And that was, what was that, 70?
Oh, you giving me a hard time about remembering. That was 74, so I'm my 73.
Okay, your 73.
Is Cardline.
Okay.
Which I think you had way earlier.
Cardline was...
Or that was in your last one. Yeah, that was in your
it
last.
It was my 86.
Like 85, 86.
It was my 86.
It's as good. I actually just recently reconnected with some friends, and I was considering... They have some small kids, and I thought, oh, you know, the Cardline animals would be great, a great present. Like, literally 3 years old, you could play that game.
Yes.
And I couldn't get it.
Play it anyway.
It's out of stock everywhere.
Really?
And considering sending our copy.
I mean...
Just because we almost never play
it. It would be okay.
But anyway, that is a game that I think you can sit down and enjoy literally from 2 to 200.
Yeah. Super fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just... Yeah, again, it's, you know, it's like the
quick,
mind.
Casual.
It's a filler. You play a couple rounds of it, and it's fun. You can just be silly about it, and yeah, that's what it does.
And it's legitimately interesting.
I mean, and the art is really nice on it, and they all have facts on them, so yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sweet.
Mwah. Mwah.
What's your 73?
My 73, uh-oh.
Oh, you gonna pull a me this week?
Okay.
Okay.
My 73 is The Captain is Dead.
Wow, this was a brutal block for The Captain.
I mean, like, the first one is better than the second one, just in that, like,
yeah,
there's just less you have to deal with.
That's true, there is less you have to deal with.
There's less you have to deal with, but it's also the same as, like, it's just really hard, and I don't think we've ever won.
Yeah, I think we, said all there is to say about it.
My 72 is Rum and Bones.
Oh, yeah. Did that already come up on mine? I feel like it did. Maybe
I
not.
Think it did.
I don't see it, but it's definitely will be. Oh, it was. It was my 92.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I played this. You didn't get to play it.
Not the time you played, but I have played it.
Or you have played it. Sorry.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you hadn't played it yet.
Mm-mm. No, oh. I definitely, yeah.
But yeah, again, it's, I mean, it falls low for me because it's kind of in the same thing as, like, Star Trek Attack Wing. It's a, you know, you're against the other person sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do love all of the theming. I love all of the miniatures, the art. I mean, like, all of that is fantastic. And, like, it's, like, really well made.
Mm-hmm.
It just never sees the light of day.
I mean, we still have unopened.
I know.
The all-in Kickstarter.
I know.
We've opened the main box of the second one, but we've got all those factions, all
which
those
we
minis.
Haven't tried yet, and I,
we've got the special dice, we've got everything, so I do think at some point we're going to have to break it out try to get into it. We've done that once, and it took us an hour to set it up.
Interrupted
and then
by
we
magic.
Had to leave because Magic the Gathering was starting, so.
Yep.
Okay, my 72, from where I'm sitting and on my list, it looks like it says Dragon Peter. Do you have any...
Dragon pets?
Dungeon pets.
Dungeon pets. Sorry.
Yes, it does say dungeon pets.
Dungeon pets. Pete is dragon.
I adore the board for this game. And as a worker placement, I think it's got, like, fun things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
As your little goblins and you're raising what will be... the fearsome creatures for your dungeon master to unleash upon the heroes. But right now, you just run a little pet store.
Yeah.
Got a little thing going in the back. We got this little guy.
Got to bring him to the judging.
I think, yeah, them, showing them
show
off.
Show them off.
And then you, because you're a goblin, you can bribe the goblin judge. And you have to go get food for them and cages. And I do think this is fun. I like the two-player mechanic that moves... a dummy goblin to the worker placement spots instead of just saying you can't go here, here, or here.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I think it's great. I think the end phase just takes too long. The what does my pet need this round and can I provide that for them?
Yeah.
It just takes too long and it's too hard to explain.
If, I mean, if we had, you know, people who had played this a lot, it wouldn't be like that, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're usually teaching this game to someone.
Right.
Or a group, you know, a couple people. And so then, you know, that last part just does take a while. Yeah. But after that, I feel like, you know, it could be faster.
It could, yeah.
But it definitely comes down to, like, should I use this, you know, green snarly mouth now, or should I use it later? Or, you know, like, you draw some extra cards, and then you're changing what you're doing. So it does get a little bit, you know, like, fiddly with the decisions that you have to make.
Yeah, and I think that can lead to a lot of paralysis. I also do feel like, at a certain point, it's a little too much maintenance that you have to do. Like, I'm always finding, like, God, I gotta leave a goblin back in order to clean the poop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't have your pet can't be in the cage while they're cleaning the poop. So you have to have an extra cage to move your pet to the cage. And you have to leave a goblin behind to do this, that. I feel like the maintenance part takes up too much of the worker.
Yeah.
And so it's harder than to do things. So, but I think the sort of variable win conditions, because you never know, every couple rounds the dungeon master shows up, the boss.
It's the buyer.
To buy the pet, and they all are looking for different kinds of pets.
Yes.
Which is great, mm-hmm. I think. So anyway, 72 dungeon pets.
Yeah, it ranks higher for me. I like it. I like all the little critters.
And the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, maybe this should be a little higher.
I like all the critters. Because
I do like the pets a lot.
You know, you buy them.
And they grow up.
And they grow up.
And then they get more needy as they grow up.
Yeah, I think it's a fun game. There is some, like...
Okay, my number one, dungeon pets.
Whoa. There's some parts of it that drag a bit. And...
Yeah.
It's just from, like, a beginning player's perspective, your personal board is just super confusing because it shows you all, well, it shows you all the, like, variations in each of the decks and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yes,
like, the symbology is a little weird for the, like, this equals this, and, like, this is money for this.
Right.
And it's just sort of, like, it's too much all at once.
Yeah.
It just needs a small reference card, honestly.
That's true. That's a good point. And also, you can buy a top hat that makes your goblin fancy and gets to go first.
So, fun game. Ranks a little bit higher for me. Okay. My 71?
Well, I'm odds. What was your 72?
Rum and Bones.
Rum and Bones. My 71 is going to get me in trouble with my wife. Photosynthesis.
Ooh, I mean, you know, you're you, so.
It's I understand. Too much strategy.
For not enough payoff.
For not enough payoff. It's really difficult for me to wrap my brain around the game. And it's got the most, like, unintuitive. It's like, okay, there's a supply, and then I pay to move it from the supply to my board.
No, from your board to your supply.
Okay, so see, it's the other way. So there's a board, and you move them to your supply, and then they're available to go on the main board. That's too confusing. The sun moving around is a great mechanic. The 3D trees and the fact of, like, your tree's bigger than my tree is blocking the sun. I don't get the sun energy. I think that there are wonderful things about this game. I really was excited for it. It really didn't deliver for me.
Oh.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I got it for you as a Christmas gift. So.
I know. I was really excited about it.
No,
though,
I know.
And I appreciate it.
It's okay because I love it.
Yeah.
And it is, like, one of my artsy fartsy games. That's
true.
I completely enjoy it. I do, you know, every time we do play, I have to remember, you know, that whole mechanic of, like, oh, I'm buying it from the board to put it into my supply. It doesn't go straight to the board, to the play board. But, you know, like, once you remember that, then you're fine. And the only thing which I don't get is that people just have a hard time understanding where the sun is going.
Yes.
And I don't have a hard time figuring that out.
I don't have a hard time with that either. I don't blame
that. But when
we
teach it to people, they're like,
there's even little arrows.
There's arrows.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just a straight
line. Is this blocking that?
So,
like, no. That's true.
So I think for maybe someone who isn't, like, you know, visually, that is, like, too much information. It's like, oh, there's all these trees, and then there's the sun, and then I have to figure out which one's in shadow. Like, maybe that's just too much. But I like it. I really like, and it, I feel like it creates another level of strategy of, well, the sun's going to be here in three turns.
Oh, absolutely. It does.
And
yeah.
It's going to shine on this spot, so I better do this. Like, I love that. Yeah. I think, and I think it works phenomenally with the theme.
I do agree. Like, there is no reason for me not to like this game other than I'm bad at the strategy aspect of it. And so I don't like it as much.
Yeah.
Do you remember that flying squirrel game we played with Ray and Teresa? That was like, it was like a big tree and it had a bunch of circles where you put your like tokens and you had to like, you could go a certain distance maybe.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
No?
Uh-uh.
Well, I was going to say, I like that one a lot better than this one. And that was basically a filler kids game.
Yeah.
So. What is your 71?
My 71 is Imperial Assault.
Okay.
It's low, just because, one, I don't like playing the bad guy side, and
yes,
two, we sort of just figured out the whole thing of you just got to run to the end and get to the objective and then you're done, which, you know, is unfortunate, but I do like the theming and I like the characters and stuff, but it's just not one that I'd pull out again,
This is hard for us to play two-player because you don't like being the bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for you to run the, like, multiple characters, yeah. I feel like. And, yeah, so for a two-player game for us, this didn't work.
I would much rather play it with, you know, four other people. And, like, everyone has their own character and we're working together. And then, like, one person gets to be the DM sort of a thing.
Right.
So...
All right, so when we're done with Pandemic Legacy Season 0.
Okay.
And then we're done with Tainted
Grail. Did we play it with Lauren and Larry?
Yeah, we played once, I think.
Did we play once? Gosh, I'm so long ago.
So then we'll get done with Tainted Grail. We've got the other two campaigns for Tainted Grail will be here next month.
Okay.
And then we'll finish Sleeping Gods.
Okay.
And then by that time, there's another game. I can't remember. Oh, so in 2025. Nemesis Lockdown will be here. And once we're done with all of those, we'll go back. We'll get the Lauren and Larry to play through the Imperial Assault campaign with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2030 probably is closer. All right, well, we got to wrap this up. Holy smokes, this is the longest episode yet. Too much of that
controversy.
That nonsense at the beginning of what day it was or whatever.
We appreciate you all being here and listening.
Absolutely, we do. By the time this is out, we'll be over 1,000 listens, which is very exciting for us.
When did we start? Back in August?
Yep.
Ish. So, I mean, yeah, we just appreciate all of you being here and giving us a listen. And
absolutely. If you'd like to chat about your favorite games or what you think about our favorite games, you can find us on Twitter at Game Closet Chats or just send us a message from any of your podcasting platforms. So, all right, that's it for now, and we will be back in a couple of days with 61 through 70. Thanks, everybody.